This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, and our guest is Mr. Gary Furtado, President and CEO of Navigant Credit Union of Smithfield. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And Navigant is being recognized as a great place to work at. More about that from co-host and Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark.
Hey there, Dave. So Wednesday night, Providence Business News held its 10th Best Places to Work Awards event. It's run by a national company that asks entrants, companies, to document their human resources policies. And that's about 25% of the score that they get. And then 75% is through an anonymous survey of employees. So the Best Companies group is asking companies, what do you say you do? And then it's asking employees, are they living up, you know, to the promises they make? And we honored 55 companies. Any company that was honored really has engaged employees who are satisfied with the workplace, are happy with it. And Navigant actually was number one in the large company category. So they're doing something, you know, pretty special. So, Gary, why don't you tell us what you think sets you guys apart?
I think that we have a good family atmosphere at the credit union. And a little, last year went through a very long technology upgrade, computer conversion, put our employees through the ringer, to be very honest. 260 employees did not allow them to have a vacation last summer.
And despite that, you guys are still number one.
That, we won, you know, despite that. That's why I say, wow, this is surprising. So they were happy. We tried to keep everything on a positive note, tried to make it fun with a lot of work that had to be completed. So we did the conversion on Labor Day weekend last year. But everybody was happy, made it fun, had a lot of contests, had a lot of fun days. It was good.
And I would think the employees recognized the need for the conversion, as you term it?
They did. We sold that to them pretty well. They realized we needed it, and they realized how much work it was going to be. So I think everyone going in was ready for it. But it still was a long process, a lot of work, a lot of long nights, a lot of weekends for many employees that have families and children. So that was tough on them, but we tried to treat them well, tried to make it we fed them an awful lot. I think most people gain weight from the conversion. So we fed them a lot. We had a lot of fun things going on. Tried to make it into an adventure.
I'm curious as to how the conversion genesis originated. Was it something that upper management knew had to be done, was told had to be done, something happened, and you all said, boy, we better change things?
Also, was it internally focused or was it consumer focused?
It was both. So we were on a data center from a company out of Fiserv, but out of Florida. And we had been on about 14 years, really outgrew the system. We got more complex. We got bigger. We were doing more things than the system could allow us. So all the employees realized that we needed to change. We needed to get a more updated system. So there wasn't a lot of sales that had to be done to the employees to say, hey, we need a new computer system. They all realized, they said, yeah, we do. So we made the move.
What has online technology in general meant for financial and banking services, in your opinion?
A big change in the financial world. So less teller lines, less teller windows. Everything is now on your computer, on your iPad, on your cell phone. I mean, the future of banking is really going to be on your cell phone, your iPhone, your Galaxy phone, your tablet. You're going to be able to make deposits, remote deposit with your phone. You can deposit a check with your iPhone. Transfers, pay bills, everything on your iPhone. iPhone, tablet, that type of thing.
Did you have to develop an app, or is this all web-based?
All web-based. But we do have a Navigant Credit Union app. You'd have an app on your phone and go right to that.
So is there going to be a bank building around anymore?
Well, we've been hearing for 25 years that the branch will go away, but it seems that we keep building branches. If you notice, there's a lot of branches being built in Rhode Island, which is a little bit of a surprise, and we're in that marketplace also. I still think that people from the crisis, look back on 07, 08 crisis, when things really went bad, obviously the consumer realized at that point, you know what, I want my bank to be on the corner down the street. I can go and knock on the door and say, I got a problem, I need help. Who are you people? So I think they realize that the local community bank, local community credit union is the way to go.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Mr. Gary Furtado, President and CEO of Navigant Credit Union, headquartered in Smithfield. You've been around there for a while. We won't get into exact numbers in terms of years, but how would you categorize management styles from when you started versus now? Style used to be very silo, top to bottom. How about now?
I think you're right. I've been at the credit union 37 years, so which means I'm old.
And you've revealed earlier that you've only worn white shirts on the job, right?
White shirts every day for 37 years. Yeah, it's like I mentioned, it's an easy decision in the morning when you get up. But you know, I think that there wasn't as much focus on the employee. So it was an employee of the credit union, of the institution, as compared to it's a person. Okay, we look at it like that's a person sitting at that desk. Which means they're working for us for 8 hours. They've got 16 hours a day, other things going on. They've got a family. They've got children. They've got a husband or a wife or a significant other, parents. We realize that there's a world out there besides your work life, and we try to have a work-life balance. I mean, that's very important to us, and we stress that, and we say that to the employees. There needs to be a balance.
And instead of just following memos from the top boss, employees now have more input?
I think they do. There is a chain of command, obviously, but you can talk to the next step up. Myself, I have an open door policy. Anyone can walk upstairs to my office and come and see me. I'm there, or if you need me, I'll come out to the branch and talk to you.
Now, a lot of larger companies, now you're a large company, but that's large by Rhode Island standards, right? So, but a lot of larger companies actually have intranets. They do a lot of social media internally. They do, you know, a lot of digital communication. Is that something that you find it doesn't really matter to your employees?
We do have we have the Zone, which is a intranet for our 260 employees. So there's messages on there every day, what's happening in the workplace, what's happening in people's lives. There'll be pictures of new babies being born, that type of thing. So our employees are on that intranet every day seeing what's happening at Navigant.
As we wrap up, wanted to ask you, what is your sense of how Rhode Island is being viewed as a place to do business?
I'm excited about the new administration. I think that we seem to be pointing ourselves in the right direction. But from a business standpoint, Navigant, we're seeing the economy getting better. We're a big mortgage lender, real estate mortgage lender, primary residence, single families. We're seeing a lot of purchase activity going on as compared to refinance activity. So we see the real estate market doing pretty well. We're a commercial lender. Our commercial customers seem to be doing better. I would definitely say that Rhode Island's economy is going in the right direction. We all want it to go faster, but it's going in the right direction, I believe.
Okay, we'll stop it here because of time limitations. Navigant Credit Union President and CEO Gary Furtado, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy, as always.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.